Okay, today is Daf Ayin Hey. We're on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We are on the last, on the bottom line. And today's shiur is sponsored by the Ginsburg family, Le'il Nishmas Rachel Bas Moshe, and also for Refuah Shleimah for Shimon Tzvi Ben Perel. So we're right in the middle of the story, actually. We're up to like this. That we were trying to talk about the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva about whether or not a yavam can matter the neder of a yavama. And now on the bottom line it says Amar Ben Azai, Chaval Alecha Ben Azai, woe to you Ben Azai, Shalo Shimashta Esrabi Akiva. You never was zochet to serve and to learn under the tutelage of Rabbi Akiva. My Tanya Kavase Diravami. How did this support Ravami? We just read a whole brisa, and then we said that brisa supports Ravami. That what? That the distinction, that the machlokas in the Mishnah is a situation where there was mimer. How do you get that out of this Mishnah? Diktani, it said Bein she'asa ba mimer, Bein she'lo asa ba mimer. Right? What did Rabbi Akiva say? It doesn't make a difference if there's mimer, it doesn't make a difference if there's no mimer. I hold a yavam has no rights to be mater neder. Mefer neder, really. Right? I have no rights. Doesn't make a difference, mimer, doesn't make a difference, not mimer. Right? What do you see from that? That obviously, they were talking about mimer. Inami or meresha diktani. The resha said, misha nichtnesa l'reshuzo nigmerolo. What does that mean? But go back for a second. It said like this. Rabbi Eliezer was trying to prove why a Yavam has the right to Mefer Neder. And what did he say? He said, if you have a situation, he said, if Isha, she ain't lo chelek ba, ad shelo tava l'reshuso. Right? Yeah, woman you have no rights to. You met her in the street, you decide you don't want to marry her. So until you do that, you have nothing to do with her. Misha Bala Rishuso, once she comes into your Rishus, Nigmarolo. Now it's finished. What do you mean it's finished? Now you're married. So Isha.
Now you're finished.
What? Yeah, now exactly. So Isha, so a woman, it means a Yavama. She Eishlo Chelik Achel Tavala Rishuso. You have a connection to her before you decide what you want to do with her. Why? Because this is Ika. So for sure you can mention the Nether.
So.
What? It is a Kavachomer. So, but now on the top line of, the second line of Ayin Hei Amir Alf, Inami, Meresha. So from that whole situation, that whole story, Diktani, that we said, Mishinich Kasala Rishuso, once you come into the Rishus, Nigmarolo, Vidalo Kaddish, my Nigmarolo, obviously, you have to give Kedushin. Otherwise, this woman has nothing to do with you. Tifsho Minei, Kisha Asaba Mimer. It must mean you gave Mimer. Otherwise, what's the connection to her? Now, it's true that when your brother dies and you wait to decide what you want to do with this woman, there's a Zika. That's true, but it's not, that Zika is not strong enough. It must be you gave Mimer. Now, what? Then we said at the bottom that Rabbi Akiva said, no, there's no ability for Yavam to be made for an Eder. Of a Yavama. Why not? Because. What? No, that's not what he said. What he said was because other brothers are also there.
Right.
So other brothers can ruin it for you. Even if you want to marry this girl so badly you die to. The other brother can run ahead and hop and give her a get. And it ruins you. So that doesn't happen by a regular woman. So they answer back to Bekiva. That's true if there are brothers. What if there are no brothers? What if there are no brothers? He's only one. So Rabbi Akiva said, well, you can't compare Nadarim to Kedushin. Right? What do you mean by that? My kasher Devarim came Nadarim. There are other things that are different between a Yavama and a regular wife. And Nadarim is on the list too. What do you mean by that? Diktani, Amar Rava, Hachikatani. Iatamo Desha Ein Chayavin Skila Kinara Hamurasa. Even if it's true, says Rabbi Akiva, that you have a Zika. First of all, I don't hold from Zika. Let's say you do hold from Zika. There's a Zika between you and this Yavama. And even if you gave her Mimer, And there's still a Zika. You want to tell me all the Zikas from today till tomorrow? What happens if someone else is Mizana with her? Really? Think about that. What's the? She's not a married woman. She's not a married woman. She's an almana. She's a widow. Right? She's a widow. She's not a married woman. Okay, so you gave her Mimer. So Durabanan, it's still not a married woman. So if somebody else is Mizana with her, nothing happens to that person. I don't know, but nothing happens. It might be Durabanan, it might be Malkus. It's certainly not Skila. However, you have relations with an Aru Marasa, that's Skila. She's a married woman. So says Rabbi Akiva, what do you see from here? They're not the same at all. An Aru Marasa, someone goes near that woman, they're going to get Skila. Therefore, what do you see from that? That the husband has a right to be made for the nether. Why? Because his husband. Here, who are you? Your brother? She's a widow. Somebody else goes and has relations with her. They get Skila for that? I'm not saying you should do that. It's not a right thing to do. You don't get Skila for that. It says you're a Kiva. So what gives you the right to be made for the nether? Doesn't matter if you're the only brother. Doesn't matter if there are 10 brothers. What's the difference? None of that matters. Right? Right? So therefore, what do you see? Just like there's no skila, so too there's no right to be made for. Amar Rav Ashi, Masnisa Namideka. The Mishnah also supports that. Why? It said, the Mishnah said, back in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah said the same thing, Rabbi Akiva said that a brother, has no right to be made for the nether. Why? Because the other brothers can still ruin your chances to marry her. So Yeshua said back, that only makes sense if there are brothers. What if there are no brothers? So did Rabbi Akiva answer to that? He said, it's still different. Right? He said, the exact words were, Ein Yavama Gemura Kishem She'arusa Gemura Le'isha. Right? Amar Ravashi. Masnizanami Deka. Ein Yavama Gemura Le'isha Kishem She'arusa Gemura Le'isha. You still can't compare Arison to Yavama. What did Rabbi Akiva mean by that? What do you mean by that? It's a good tie in Ataka? Well, what was going on there? Again, Rabbi Akiva said, a Yavama has no right to be made for the nether. Why not? Because they're not really married. Why not? Why is it not really married? He even gave Mimer. Well, one of the other brothers could come and still ruin it. How could the brother do that? By doing Chalitza, Yibum, or, not Yibum, Chalitza, a Get, or Bia. So they said back to Rabbi Akiva, that's how it makes sense if there's more than one brother. What if there's only one brother? They're still not the same. What do you mean by that? What he meant was that there's no Skila. Even if you want to tell me you gave Mimer and all that, there's still no skill if someone else is Mazana with her. So what do you see? She's not really a married woman. And therefore you have no rights to be made for her. Exactly, it's not finished. Exactly, it's not finished. Even if there's no other brothers. There's no other brothers. Nobody else can stop this from happening, this marriage. No one else can stop this. Doesn't make a difference. Still not. Why? Because you see by the fact that there's no skila, they're not really married. Therefore, he can't be made for the net dara. Okay? Now, in the Ran...
And the father also then, what? So it's... The father also has no relationship between the father and daughter
when the
skila
is made. So the father... No, we said already. You can't compare the rules of father to the rules of husband. They're totally different. But you see from here, it says Rabbi Akiva. Now, how do we paskin? We paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Look at the Ran in the last... second to last mid-level line. Right, Kishem Sharusa Gemura Leisha, Darusa Meskila Imzinsa. She gets Skila if you're Mazana with an Arusa. You don't get Skila if you're Mazana with a Shomeris Yavam, Shomeris Yavama. Ulinya Halacha, Kaimalan Kirby Akiva. We hold like Kirby Akiva. Why? De'ena Mefer, Lola Echad, Lola Shnayim. If this happens, a man dies, leaves over, doesn't make a difference if he leaves over one brother or 10 brothers. And one of them gives Mimer, they cannot be made for the nether. Why? Even though we hold of Zika, we hold such a thing. And we said Rabbi Akiva holds no because there's no Zika. We don't hold like that. So why are we holding like Rabbi Akiva here? So first of all, that was before we learned this brisa. Even if Rabbi Akiva would hold of Zika. Matzi Amalei, Matzi Amar, Delo Yafar, he still can't. Lefisheini Yavama Gemur Leisha. It's still not a full fledged wife. Shein Chayavan Al Skila Kenayar Hamurasa, because there's no Skila. Therefore, they're not married. Even if you want to hold from Zika. Fine, Zika, good. It's still not married. Vekiva de Kalse Benazai Rabbi Akiva, since Benazai praised Rabbi Akiva. Vizachinu Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua Bedina, he beats them in the din. Delo Ahadre Le Midi Naktin and Kavase. No one answered back to that? We hold like that. Okay? Very good. Next, Gemara. Back to the Mishnah. Ha'omer le'ishto. A guy says to his wife, listen to this. Kol nedarim shetaduri mikan ad she'avo mimakom ploni. Any neder you make, from now until I return, harehen kayamin is good. Lo amar klum. That's nothing. Why is it nothing? So the Ran says in the first round of the Mishnah, Meosa Shah, from this minute, She'eti Mikan, that I'm leaving, I'm going on a trip, I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. Going on a business trip, I'm going to go. Any nether you make, from now, from when I leave the train, till I return, Ad She'ava Mimakom Ploni, until I return, is good, I mean, Mekai in the nether, that statement's no good. Why? V'hainu diktoni mikan, that's why it says from now, v'lo ktoni miyom, doesn't say from today, l'fi she'ein daito ela miyom she'yeti mikan. He means the day I leave, when I leave. In other words, until I leave, doesn't mean today, 9 o'clock in the morning, he says, any time I leave, from when I leave, not from today, I'm not leaving until 10 o'clock at night, my flight leaves. So, he doesn't mean today, he means when I leave. Fine.
Wait, when he leaves, then he eats mikan.
No, he makes a statement. Any neder that you make, from when I leave, not from today, I didn't leave yet, but whenever I leave later today.
But that's when the
nether takes effect. Right. That's all that I'm saying. Any nether you make from when I leave, right. I'm saying it now, 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm not leaving until 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
So it's not going to apply to 9 o'clock at night. Any nether you make from 9 o'clock at night when I leave, till I return, is Mekayim. Okay. That statement is nothing.
What?
Because Mishum Hachi Lo Meifer Lo Mehash Hashir and Dilma. Fine. Why is it nothing? Because the Ran says in the next Ran, in the last line of that Ran, Aval Le'inyan Hakama. You see it there, Adaraba. Because we're going to have in a minute. What about if he says the following? Any net that you make from now till I return is Meifer. That is going to be a machlokus about. Does that work? Can you be made for it before they happen? But everyone agrees you can't be mekayim before it happens. Why not?
Why? You're just saying, can you make something that's not?
Correct.
From negative to positive.
Correct.
By saying, because we have machlok about the negative coming.
Correct. That's what the whole daf is about. So the Ran says, Nihi da ashechad din adarim shetolu de chamiri shadam de cholu de chamiri mati lekiyume man leim alan hachi ve adarim shadayin lo cholu de lo alimi. They're not. Doesn't really give a reason, the Ran. Doesn't really give a reason.
But in general, what's the luck of something that's not in this world?
We're going to talk about it.
So this isn't a double shlomo all of them.
What?
It hasn't happened yet.
Correct. As you just said. That's what you just said. It's a double shlomo all of them. They weren't even made yet. And therefore, you be Makai in them now? Doesn't work. So far, we don't have a problem with this.
One second.
So far, we don't have a problem. No one has a problem with this.
Whatever her husband doesn't say, he doesn't know that she said it.
So in the next,
if I'm here, she hasn't said she's been moved next to us, and 24 hours go by.
24 hours, well, when you find out.
No, don't find out after 20. Don't find out after 24 hours.
The 24 hours didn't start. They start when you find out, not when she made it. Okay.
Not sure about this whole
thing. We're going to learn it later in the week. I think Sunday or Monday stuff. What about if he's quiet? Why is he quiet? Because he wants to be mekayim it? Because he wants to torture her? Or because he wants to... Or because he wants to... What? No. We had it before, but we're going to flesh out what does shtika mean. We're going to get to it later. Now, the point here is, none of us in the room have a problem with this halacha. If he says, I'm going to be mekayim anything you make in the next 2 weeks, it doesn't count. We don't have a problem with that. Right? No one in the Mishnah has a problem. We don't have a problem with that halacha, right? We're good with that?
No?
No,
why?
Because it didn't happen yet. Leaving. How could you be Mekayim in the future?
When I leave, that's when it starts.
No, but then she makes the nether a day later. That nether is Mekayim?
No, she didn't make the nether.
She didn't make the nether yet.
you left on Sunday. She's made it six
days.
You. Right. Any nether you make while I'm away, any nether you make while I'm away is good. That doesn't work.
She's gonna make a bit later.
Now.
Saying basically, I'm not going to respond to any of you in the dorm in the next 2 weeks.
Because I'm not here.
Right.
However, I'm giving you a heads up.
Anything you're going to make one.
Anything
you're going to make one, I'd say.
And I'm going to be Mekayim it right now. Right now, it's Mekayim. I don't know what you're going to be doing. I'm not going to be here. You can make crazy things. I'm Mekayim them all. That doesn't work.
Perfect.
However, what about if he says, Harehe Mufarin? I'm giving you a heads up right now. Any nether you make while I'm away is made for right now. Telling you now, it's made for whenever you do, whatever you say. You can say whatever you want, it's not going to count. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mufar, the Chachamim Omer Eino Mufar. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's made for. You hear this? Omar Rabbi Eliezer, 1 second. I'll tell you why I'm right. Im Hefer Nedarim Shabal Lechlal Isser. Lo yefin adarim shalobal lechal iser. 1 second. If I have to wait till you actually make it, then for sure I can do it even if you didn't make it. You hear that, kal v'chomer? If I can be made for them after you made them, so why can't I be made for them before you make it? Why not? What? All right, I hear you. Omar lo. So the answer back. The Chacham answered back, no. Harehu Omer, Ishi Yikimenu, Vishi Yifirenu. It's a hekesh. Es Shebal Lechlal Hakam, Bal Lechlal Hafer. It's something that, just like being Makim and being Mefer, have the same rules. Es Lo Bal Lechlal Hakam, Lo Bal Lechlal Hafer. If it didn't come into the Klal of Hefer, it didn't come into the Klal of Makim. And you agree that you can't be Mekayim these Nadarim. So therefore, I hold you can't be made for them either. They go both the same halacha.
Treat
the same way. Right? What? Yeah, everyone agrees that when the husband says to his wife, he's going on a trip, he says, anything you say from now, anything that you make while I'm gone, doesn't care. It's good. Everyone agrees it doesn't work. What about if he says, any nether you make while I'm gone is mefer? That's a machlokes. Says, you know why the Chacham say it's no good? You know why? Because Mefer and Hakama go hand in hand. Just like you can't be Mekayim such a nether, you can't be Mefer such a nether.
I need a Pesach to be Mekayim. I need a Pesach to be Mefer.
So we're going
to
get to that. Now, but wait. That's not what the Gemara is going to be busy with. The Gemara is going to be busy with the following. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who says, any nether the woman makes is mefer, that works, and therefore the nether is taka mefer. So what happens? She makes a nether. She says, I'm not eating cookies while my husband's away. What happens if she eats a cookie? Is she over her nether? According to Rabbi Eliezer? No. Why? Because the nether is mefer.
Right.
Right? The question the Gemara is going to want to know is the nether mekayim and then mefer? Or does the nether even have 1 second where it's a valid nether and then it gets bottled? Or it doesn't even have 1 second?
It doesn't get off the ground.
Or does it get off the ground? Or does it get... Yeah. The nafkamina will be...
If he's nafkamina, then
he's violated.
The nafkamina will be, let's say I make a nether, I'm a wife, and I make a nether, I'm not eating cookies today.
Right.
And then you say, me neither.
Oh.
Now... If my nether was it's definitely made for my nether.
No, for her it's made.
But 1 second. But if it existed for 1 second, it depends. If my nether existed for 1 second, then you made a real nether.
Right.
If not, then not.
Right.
That's the Gemara.
What bothers me is that how can you make for it if you didn't hear about it?
What?
How can you make for something you didn't hear about?
So the Gemara is going to say a number of base, because you could do that yourself. You can't be made for your own nedarim, right? You can't be made for your own nedarim. Now to do that. However, on Kol Nidre, you get up and say, any nether I make this year is mefer.
Well, the Kol Nidre is
not real, but it's not real.
So the Gemara is going to say, if you could do that, you can still do it for your wife.
Right.
Well, the whole
who's a nedarim you can be mefer.
No, but
What? So you're, but we said you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
You're allowed to stand in Yom Kippur and say, any neder I make this year, Hashem, it's nothing. But you can't be made for your neder once you make it. So now your wife, who you can be made for neder once she makes it, can you do it before she makes it? That's the Gemara is going to say that on Amar Beis. But then before we get to that, the Gemara is going to have the question the Gemara is going to ask. When you're made for the wife's neder before you had, before she made it, then when she makes that neder, it becomes batal. Does it, but does it exist for 1 second? So that what's right? Here. Ibai Elohu. Lu Rabbi Eliezer. Mechal.
It has to be existent in order for it to be batal.
Oh. Mechal chaylin ubetalin? Is it chal and then batal? Oh, Dilma, lo chaylin klal? It doesn't exist at all. Right. Lamai nafkamina. What's the difference? So before we get to that, I don't want to. I'm afraid we're not gonna finish in time. The Ran says like this. The Ran says like this. He says, remember we had a Gemara where someone says, I'm gonna be a Nazir. And someone says, yeah, me too. Says, yeah, me too. Me too. Right? And then what happened? The guy goes to a Chacham and he gets the Neder undone. Nobody's a Nazir.
Right.
Nobody's a Nazir. Right. So how come, what's the Kaya, what's the Shaila here? So the Ran says, because when you go to a Chacham, which we're going to learn about later in the week also, we learned this already, when you go to a Chacham, the Chacham retroactively is Mevatel the Neder. So it never existed. So everybody who said me too said nothing. Here, when a husband is made for the Neder of his wife, it's not L'chadchila go retroactively, it's from the moment she says it. So then, if someone says me too, it would work. You understand?
The moment he's made for it.
Wow. But for all the hours he wasn't made for it, or if someone says me too, and then 23 and a half hours later the husband says, you know what, I'm made for that. So anyone who said me too is still valid.
It was chal the first 20 hours.
Right. Well, I'm not sure about that. Yeah. I'm not sure what that halacha is when a wife says to her husband, I made a neder. He says, you know what, let me think about it. Come back to me in the morning. So now what's happened during that time? Does she, is there another chal? So on some level it must be.
He didn't make for it, didn't kind of.
Yeah, but he still has 24 hours to do that.
Yeah, so thanks.
So what's during that limbo time? What's in that limbo time? So what if during that limbo time someone says, oh, me too, me too. Right, me too. Right? So, Lamai Nafkamina, what's the difference? Whether or not the Ned is chal for 1 second or not, what's the difference? The difference is, Kigon, the Ifris Achwina Bahadei Nidra, someone else said, me too. Someone else said, me too. Iyamrit, Chalin Havi, Tafisna. If you say the Neder was Chal for a split second, then the guy can say, me too. Iyamrit, Lo Chalin, Lo Ika Mamasha. But if someone says, but if the Neder never got off the ground at all, then what did somebody say, me too, to? He didn't say, me too, to anything. Then, my, what's the story? Okay? Like this, Kasha? Wait, tomorrow, today, okay, here we go. They're going to bring riots from left field, you can't, from Tumah to Toshma. Ready? The question is, okay, Toshma. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Im Hefe Nedarim. Shabo L'chlal Isser. Right? If you can be made for Nedarim. When they're made, right? Lo Yefe Nedarim Shalobo L'chlal Isser. Can't you be made for Nedarim before they happen? Right? That's what really, as I said, a statement. If you can be made for them when they're already made, can you be made for them before they're made? Right? Now, if that's a kavah chomer, what's the story with the woman? Can you be made for them in advance? So Rabbi Eliezer said yes. Why yes? If you can make for them after they made, can you make for them before they made? Now, if the neder exists for a split second, what kind of kavah chomer is that? I understand you don't understand it. It sounds such a strong kavah chomer, but the point is, if she made the neder, you can be made for it. So isn't it true that if she didn't make it, you can be made for it?
No.
Now 1 second. Putting the kasha aside, what do you see from this kavah chomer? What happens if she made the neder and it exists for a split second and then it's chal and then it's batal? exists for a split second, then it's batal. And there's no kal v'chomer. Because the neder was chal. The only kal v'chomer only makes sense if it's never chal. You can be, she makes it, you make for it. And before she even makes it, you make for it. But if the neder exists, then yeah, it's the same thing. She made it, it's batal. She made it, it's batal. It only makes sense to say it was never existed, not even for a split second. And you can still be made for it. That's a kal v'chomer. That's a chiddush to me. Right?
The edge is the limbo.
Shema mina, lo chaylin. Obviously, it's not chal. Right? Obviously, it's not chal. Why? Because again, if it's chal, there's no kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer is not, the kal v'chomer falls away. The whole kal v'chomer is premised on the fact that if she makes it, you could be made for it. So you can even be made for it before she makes it. But if the hafara only kicks in after it exists, that's not a kavachomer. It's the same thing. Obviously, shma mina, lo chaylin. So we're going to reject that. I'm not 100% sure what this answer is. What?
Reject it.
We're going to read. Mikatani, does it say, she'ain on ba'in in plural? Right? Shalo ba'u katani. It says shalo ba'u. It didn't come. Adayin lo ba'u. Somehow, by the fact that it said ba'u, it's not a raya that the nether didn't have any existence. It's not a raya, and it doesn't ruin the kal v'chomer. Not 100% sure what that means.
My word, it can't have said ba'u.
I'm not sure what that means. Okay? But it's not a raya. So back to our question. Which one is it? When a man says, I'm being made for any nether you make while I'm away, Shitaka makes a nether, does the nether exist for 1 second? So, Tashma, Amal Hanabi Lazar. Ma'amakam she'ain made for nidri atmo, mishinadar. You can't be made for your own nidarim. You can't do that. You have no right to do that. Nevertheless, made for nidme atmo. Ajilo yidar, but you can be made for your own nidarim before you made them. How can you do that? On Yom Kippur, the Ran says. Harot Shalo Yiskai Mud Nidar is the second wide line. Kidabina Bra paragraph Nidarim, Harot Shalo Yiskai Mud Nidarov, if you want your Nidar not to take effect, Yamab Rosh Hashanah, you get up Rosh Hashanah Vyoma and you say, call Nidarim Shani Asid Ladur, Yemitalin, and Nidar I'm gonna make this year, doesn't count. You can do that.
That works.
So I can't be made for my own Nidar once I made them. I gotta go to a Chacham for that. But before I made them I could be made for them. It is in advance. So Makom she made for nidri ishtar or misha tadur. So 1 second. If I can make for my wife the dar, ain't no din she made for nidri ishtar achelo tadur. So can I do them in advance? My love ishtar do me delay. So obviously my wife is just like me. Ma hu dulo chaylin. My neder doesn't get off the ground at all. I remember Rosh Hashanah I said any neder I make it doesn't count. So taka any neder I make doesn't count. Does it count for 1 second and then it's a, no, it doesn't count at all. Ishtar nami lo chaylin. Doesn't count at all. So the Gemara says, not low, hakadisa. You have your rules and she has her rules. Your rules. It doesn't count at all, but by hers, maybe it does.
But we have a rule, you should be gufa.
I understand.
So therefore, it should be parallel.
Now, I hear. So that's the Gemara thought.
You can't say that. There's still by the woman that's by the man.
That's what the Gemara thought. The Gemara says no.
But that's all the bits of Zayin Shoshan Rama.
That's right. But that's not Ishmael.
Okay.
And
he
has the
title. Next. This is the last case we're going to do. You ready? It's a hard case. Let's say a guy's in a mikvah. A guy's tummy. Goes to the mikvah. Going to mikvah yitar? We all agree with that, yeah? What about if in the mikvah there's a sheretz, a dead sheretz floating in the mikvah? And while you're in the mikvah, you touch it. Are you tar?
No, in the tumah, was it tumah?
Yeah, it's tumah. The sheretz is tumah.
But you're standing in the mikvah.
Exactly, and you touch the sheretz. Are you tumah? Yes.
What?
Can the mikvah save you? No. What about like this? Let's say the sheretz is outside the mikvah, in the parking lot. So you go to your tumah, you go to the mikvah, you come out of the mikvah now, you're tar, you touch the sheretz. What happens to you? You become Tameh. You have to go back into the mikvah. Why? Asalacha. Another halacha. Let's say a tar person swallows something that's tame, a ring, a tiny little ring. He swallows it. The ring was tame. He's tar. Okay.
Did he put something in his mouth?
Someone threw it into his mouth. He didn't talk to him. He's not tame, but the ring is.
Right.
Now, what happens if he goes to the mikvah? Then he becomes tame. He goes to the mikvah. Is the ring now tahar? And then the ring comes out of his body somehow. Is the ring now tahar? The answer is no. Still tame the ring. Okay? That's another hilchas mikvah. Okay? What about...
Even though the robe is tahar, it's still tame.
What?
The robe of his body is tahar, it's still tame. Hey.
Doesn't do that. Next question. Let's say the ring was tahar, and he swallowed it. Then he walks into a room with a dead body. He becomes tame. What about the ring? The ring stays tar. So you get that ring out, the ring's tar. Okay, those are the introductory rules you need to know for the following case. Ready?
Take one step further. He ate breakfast, he's tar. He goes outside and becomes
tame. Right.
Is food inside of him tar?
I don't know, but the food not makabel tum anyway. Tashma. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. They said to Rabbi Eliezer, again, what did Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer said that when you say that any ned that you make while I'm away is mefer, it's mefer. The question we now have is it mefer originally or for a split second it's chal? Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, ma mikvah. You have a mikvah. Shemayla es hatameyin. Mitumathan. It makes somebody from tame to tahar. However, ain matzal al tahor militame, it can't save a tahor person from becoming tame. If you're tahor and you touch a sheretz, you become tame. Yeah, but I went to the mikvah 2 seconds ago. It doesn't make a difference. Right? Adam, now a human being, she'ain mal esatame mitumasan. It doesn't save tuma inside you. Remember? If the ring's inside you, and the ring was tame beforehand, and you go to the mikvah, the ring's still tame. Eino din hu shelo yatzel ala tahorin milatame. Eino din shelo yatzel ala tahorin milatame. So shouldn't it be that if you're tahar and the ring is, sorry, if the ring inside is tahar and you walk into a house, shouldn't the ring inside become tame? Shouldn't that happen?
Why?
What? Because you, an Adam, just like a mikvah, can be mitahir you. Right? Only after your tame. Doesn't help you for the future. Doesn't help you, a mikvah doesn't work that way. Doesn't help you for the future. It only helps you for the past. It undoes the past. You were tame, you go to the mikvah, you tar. Now what happens if you touch the sheretz? You become tame again. Kids say, well, I went to the mikvah. Why am I tame? That's not how it works. Right? We all agree with that. However, when the ring's inside the person, and a man goes to the mikvah, and now he's tahar, the ring's still tame inside him. Right? So why is it that if the ring is tahar, and he walks into a house with a mace, the ring stays tahar?
The same logic. Because if
the ring never changes.
Yeah,
the answer is the ring never changes.
No, the name Ayayim is considered the outside.
If you're tame and I go and I touch your ring, what happens to that ring?
It becomes tame.
Right, so the ring's physically touched my gut.
Right, so but the problem is
the gut's not considered inside.
Right, so we're not learning the full halacha here. We're learning half the halacha. But that's the story. So it's a kal vachomer. Why on earth? If I can't save the ring when I go to the mikvah, the ring remains tame. So why when I have the tar ring inside me and I walk into a house with a dead body, why does the ring remain tar? Why it shouldn't be? So why does it? Why does it? Right?
The body shields it from any right.
Right. Shmamina, what do you see from here?
Right.
Lo chaylin.
Yeah.
What do you see from here? Right?
Natural, question.
What do you see from here? You see from here that the kal vachomer of Rabbi Eliezer is a flawed kal vachomer. Because it doesn't work by tumah.
His
kal vachomer was, well, if you can be made for it afterwards, of course you can be made for it before. That kavachomer is not an invalid kavachomer. It doesn't work by tumah like that, right? You can't once if a mikveh saves me after I'm tamei, it should prevent me from becoming tamei. It doesn't work that way. It's a flawed kavachomer. What do you see from here, though? Shema mino lo chaylet. It never got off the ground because if it got off the ground, there is no kavachomer. That was the raya. All right.
She made the nether, it's not a nether.
Exactly. All right? So we'll stop
That's
here.
The bottom line.
That's the bottom line.
We'll reconvene on Monday.
We're not.
Where are you going to start?
I'll tell you in a second. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up actually, the next time we're going to meet is Monday morning. We'll pick up Monday morning. Everyone have a good Shabbos.